This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Hello everyone, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors, this is Armand. Before we start the show, I mean we started the show obviously because we played a song, but before I talk about what the show is about, I want to mention that kind of a clerical change. If you've been listening to the show, you know that you're either listening to it from one of three sources, either you have an iTunes podcast link download, whatever, that it automatically downloads for you every week, or you're listening to it on archive.org, or you're listening to it on SoundCloud. Well, if you haven't noticed, on SoundCloud, they have basically an upload limit. So I could only have about 7 or 8 shows on there at a time, because otherwise I'm not over the limit. So every time I add a new show, I have to delete a show. And SoundCloud is all nice and has this nice graphic waveform for your uploads. But I believe I'm going to move, I already moved all my stuff to another website called Mixcloud. Well, exactly how you think it is, Mixcloud. And basically, it's like SoundCloud and like archive.org. It's like the best aspects of archive.org and the best aspects of SoundCloud stuck together, kind of. And so we have a profile on there, and basically all our shows are listed in our profile, and you can listen to them over there. So the problem with archive.org is I've never really had like a profile, so you'd have to search for Post Rock Paper Scissors and listen to it, and you pick out what show you want and whatever. And the problem with SoundCloud was there was an upload limit. So Mixcloud doesn't have an upload limit and lets me have a profile where I can host all my podcasts. So go there, go to Mixcloud, search Post Rock Paper Scissors. I'll put a link. The link will obviously be on the blog, and you can find everything over there. Anyway, and on SoundCloud, I'll probably just leave my most popular shows or something. So some shows will still be up there, but I probably won't be. I don't know if I'll be updating new shows on there anymore. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. Anyway, so let's get to the show. The first track we played was by Niels Fromm and Ann Mueller. And it's a collaboration. It's called Seven Fingers. It's off their collab record called Seven Fingers. Niels Fromm, if you're not familiar, is mainly a pianist. It's like a modern classical composer with emphasis on the keys. Ann Mueller is basically playing the strings on that record, and they're both German artists collabing together to make a nice record. And so the rest of the show today, we don't have a particular overarching theme like the past few shows were all kind of like that. We're either aiming for the structure of a novel or trying to come up with some theme that ties everything together. Today's show is more or less sonically themed. All the tracks are within the same spectrum of sounds, I guess. And what it is some of the tracks are pretty much all electronic. Some of the tracks are pretty much all strings, or modern classical instruments, strings and keys. And then there are tracks that bridge the two, and you have them together. So, yeah, so the tracks are like that. We've got a little bit of electronic stuff, a little bit of strings, a little bit of combination, and I think they all build together to make a nice sound. They all come together nicely. So anyway, we'll move to the next track. It's by another German artist who goes by, or I don't know if he just lives in Germany, called Black to Calm, which is more or less like an ambient noise outfit. Anyway, this track is called Trapeze, and it's off the record Alphabet 1968, and we'll be back shortly.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. Like we mentioned, the first track was by Black to Calm, called Trapeze. After that, we heard, which was like a noisy track for the most part. After that, we heard more of an ambient electronic song by Sonmi 451 or 451. If you listened to last week's show, you know that Sonmi 451 is a character of Cloud Atlas. And apparently there's a Belgian artist who goes by that name. That track was called Terminal Sedation off his record Vladivostok. I believe that's right. And after that, we heard a song by Zoe Keating called Optimist, which was the last track in that block and pretty much predominantly cello. And it's like really fun. It's a great track. It's a really good song. That track was off her new record called Into the Trees. And what's funny is the other day I was looking at Twitter and they have like a browse feature where you can look at different types of Twitter people, whatever you want to call them. So you can like browse by musicians. And what I saw on on the front page was Zoe Keating. And I looked and she had over 3 million Twitter followers. I'm like, how is this possible? I didn't even know about her until months ago. And I looked and she had more followers on Twitter than Janet Jackson, which I found surprising. And more than a lot of people. Like, I think she was up there with Kanye. I was really surprised. I never even heard of her. And I don't know, maybe she's more popular on Twitter than in her actual music career. That's a little sad, but I don't know. Anyway, that's Zoe Keating. We're going to move on to the next track called Of the Last Generation. It's by Richard Skelton, and it's off his record called Landings. And it's probably the most, not depressing, but very moody track of just all strings, and I think it's a very nice song. So we'll go into that. Here's Richard Skelton with Of the Last Generation. Thank you. Welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. That was a, well, not a short block, but the shortest in terms of number of tracks. There was only two tracks in that block. The first one was by Richard Skelton, called Of the Last Generation. It's off his record Landings, which, if you buy it, it comes with a 90-something page book that is, I guess, the music is like the soundtrack to the book, kind of, which is neat. I always love seeing interdisciplinary art, kind of, when you have music and visuals together, or music and literature, film. What good is film a lot of the time when it has a bad score to it, So I always like seeing them all come together. And after that, we heard one track, which is the most post-rock track of the show. The rest of the show is pretty much all very ambient, so it's not very post-rock. But this track was by Riding Alone for Thousands of Miles, called Brick City Love Song. I think that's like a single of theirs. It's not off a record. And Riding Alone for Thousands of Miles, I believe, comes from a movie title. Not exactly sure. I'm pretty sure. Haven't seen the movie. And that band is very Godspeed-ish. They had an album out two years ago, I think. And it was it was a bit too much Godspeed worship for me. But they're good. I mean, that song is their best song, this one, Brick City Love Song. And I think it shows a lot of promise. So they've only had one record. I'm sure they'll get better and find their own sound, sooner rather than later. All right, so we'll move into the last big block of the show. The first track in this block is called In Dreams. It's by Flicka, and it's off his record Telepathy Dreams. So see you shortly. Thank you. Welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. So the first track in that block was called In Dreams, and it's by Flicka, who is a Malaysian artist. After that, we heard a very tiny 1 minute track by an artist who goes by the name of 36. That track was called Fiona's Room off his record called Hollow, which is released this year. A lot of the stuff in today's show are either released this year or last year. I'm trying to see what the exceptions are. I believe Riding Alone... No, that was this year. I think only the Sanmi track was not from this year. Or last year. So they're all pretty recent, and they're all... There's only one artist in this whole show, I think, that I've... One and a half, because I've played a Niels Fromm song before. One and a half artists from the show that I've played before. So it's all relatively new, which is good. Good to bring some fresh things into the show. So anyway, that song was called Fiona's Room by 36. I don't know where that name 36 comes from. Maybe it's far-fetched, but maybe it's a Wu-Tang influence. Anyway, 36 is an artist from the UK. After that, we heard a song called Uncertainty in Copenhagen, which was by Hummingbird. And that was off their record, or his record, and I'll explain why. I don't know which it is. The record is called Our Fearful Symmetry. Hummingbird is the pen name, basically, of an otherwise well-known composer. And I don't know who it is, and I don't know if anyone knows who it is, because there was a review on The Silent Ballet just last week, and we don't know who it is, which is always fun. It's always cool to see things like that. Anyway, after Hummingbird, which was more or less a piano track, an ambient piano track, after that we heard probably the happiest track of the day by Arms and Sleepers. Called 29 Palms. It's off their record Matador. And it was the only one with vocals. And pretty much the happiest track. Kind of the only one that really climaxes. And yeah, so that was the bulk of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We've got one song left. And again, remember, we're moving to Mixcloud, so... Bright future ahead on Mixcloud. So we got one track left. It's by an Italian, I don't know if it's a group or if it's just one guy, or lady, you never know. It's called When the Clouds. That's the band name, When the Clouds. It's kind of an awkward name, but yeah. The track is called Rise On. It's off their latest or only EP, I believe. Called The Longed For Season. And yeah, that's the whole show today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll be back soon with another show that I have no idea what it's going to be at this moment. And I don't even know what the title of this show is at this moment. But anyway, thanks for listening. Here's When the Clouds with Rise On.